the problem of road safety exists across the whole island of Ireland, across Europe, in fact. So it's very much about the two organisations working together and sending out a message, first of all, that we are working together, and secondly, that we're enforcing.
And that's important, isn't it? Because often people say that the border is seen as an escape route for those who wish to break the law, but there is strong cooperation there to try and counteract that.
Look, this afternoon you'll see the two police services standing side by side. I know at other times, because of our level of cooperation and communication, we are often working hand in hand. We may not be standing side by side, but we're working in the same vicinity and we're communicating that to each other. So the message really is, if somebody thinks they're going to get away from us and use the border as an escape route, they're going to be mistaken, because Garda Síochána are waiting on the other side.
As it relates to drink driving or drunken driving, Donegal Garda recently expressed frustration at the message seemingly not getting through. Is that a sense in Derry also?
Yeah, I am particularly alarmed about the number of young people that it's not getting through to. A recent crime pattern analysis has shown us that particularly under 35 males are becoming detected for drink driving offences. There's also indications that people are hitting the crossbar in terms of the limit, and that alarms me as well, that people are trying to calculate the amount that they can actually drink.